How about the weekend that dozens of customers had in Britain? They're set to spend a third night at Britain's highest pub, this pub called the Tan Hill Inn in Yorkshire Dales. Was crowded on Friday night. Bunch of people going to see an Oasis tribute band was playing there. And this is the highest, at altitude, highest pub in all of Britain. It sits at about 1,700 feet above sea level. And then the storm started moving in on Friday, and 3 feet of snow packed around, you know, upwards of 3 feet and some drifts even higher than that, packed around this pub. And so they couldn't get out, and the roads, you know, from the pub were all impassable. So 61 people spent the night in the bar. I mean, it's got a little hotel. They said 40 of the 61 people that have so far spent two nights there, including the band, of course, they couldn't go anywhere. They've set up a camp in the pub's lounge. She said 40 were pre-booked guests to stay in the hotel because the pub has a little upstairs hotel kind of thing. And then 21 other guests just stayed in the, had stopped by for a drink on Friday.
They're sleeping on the floor?
I guess, or in chairs or booths or what have you. The manager, Nicola Townsend, said everyone was in pretty good spirits. And some people didn't even want to leave, you know.
Well, yeah, you got the booze. They're probably, that's probably flowing for free.
Yeah, probably. They said they're trying to come up with all kinds of stuff to keep people, you know, entertained and happy and stuff. They said people are forming big friendships. It's like a big family, everybody hanging out there. We've had to put on activities, a quiz, board games, strung up some karaoke to get that going. And these people are completely snowed in. At this pub, they said a tunnel has been dug to the front door of the pub because of damage to the power cables on the roads. They're unusable, but they at least get outside and stuff. And so they are now looking at a third day trapped in the bar, snowed in at the bar. One of the guests said the atmosphere is great. There's plenty of beer everywhere. So I don't know if they're... At that point, you just give people free drinks. You can't keep charging like regular prices and stuff, can you?
No.
I don't think so.
No, but you're tipping, though, with each free one you're taking.
Yeah. One lady said, we're cool with being stranded here. It's quite exciting, but we're missing our son who's with his Nana. I'm wondering how long we will be here for, though. Snowed into the joint. And it reminds me one time up skiing in Canada, we went to a place and we were staying at the Delta Hotel in Sun Peaks, and somebody at the bottom of the hill hit a power pole and knocked out power to the entire ski resort. And so in the Delta Hotel, they had the auxiliary power going on. And so you couldn't have power in your room, but they had enough light in the hallways and the elevators didn't work. So the stairwells and the hallways had auxiliary power and light, and everybody was camped out in the hallways because at least you could see something. And so the party was going on all night long in the hallways of the hotel, and you could just walk down the aisles and walk down the hall, and people would be sitting outside their rooms partying, having a good time. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, there are worse places where this could happen. Now, what about in the past? You said there was something that there was a woman who was stranded on Blewett Pass.
How about this woman on Blewett Pass? A woman's alive after being trapped in Central Washington for 4 days. This 68-year-old woman, a nurse, was supposed to be driving west, but got turned around somehow, and she was actually driving north over Blewett Pass through a mountain snowstorm. And then her daughter couldn't get a hold of her for several days. And she called all the hospitals, called all the hotels, all that kind of stuff, Ellensburg and all the different areas. She couldn't find her. So she starts talking, going, you know, to road crews and things like that. Hey, look out for this car. The car had gone off a road, slid off the road and down a steep embankment into some trees. And the lady was able to use some kind of knife that she had in the car to cut her seatbelt loose. And then in the back of her car, she just happened to have like in the back seat, a huge bag of sweaters that she was taking to the Goodwill. and she had been riding around in her car for a couple days. And so she was able to use those sweaters to layer up and keep her warm enough until they found her.
So she just sat there for 4 days. She couldn't get out of the...
Couldn't get out of the car. She had the way the car was kind of tilted and her wrist was broken and like part of her arm was broken, I think. And she was stuck in the car for almost 5 days. But that bag of sweaters that she was taking to the Goodwill basically saved her life.
Yeah. The guys in the bar had better accommodations, I think.
Exactly. Yeah.